With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs in Anaconda. The EPA's top regional administrator set a new timeline for completing cleanup of the Anaconda Superfund site today in front of a standing room only crowd at the Old Works Golf Course.
We will start and complete delisting parts of the Anaconda Superfund site this year so that we can start to lift the stigma.
Doug Benevento is head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Region 8 office in Denver. At today's public meeting, he said he's kicking off work on a final cleanup plan that his agency hopes will result in a binding legal agreement known as a consent decree between the federal government, the state, local authorities, and the Atlantic Richfield Company, the company responsible for cleaning up.
We're going to start this, hopefully this afternoon, discussions about what a consent decree would look like, and we hope to be finished by July. And we hope to, and we will have portions of the site delisted by the end of the year. And I hope in 2025, there's somebody standing here saying we're done.
But Benevento said if a legal agreement can't be reached, the EPA will issue a unilateral order which will tell the parties what to do. Anaconda was declared a Superfund site in 1983, but the town and Deer Lodge County still don't have a legally binding cleanup plan. Cleanup has been ongoing for years in the area around the Anaconda smelter, which processed copper ore from Butte and spewed pollutants like arsenic and lead for close to 100 years. Mark Phillips, an engineer who lives in Anaconda, was among the more than 100 people at today's public meeting.
We need to have full cleanup now. We need to find out what each and every hole result is so those pockets of pollution can be identified so that ARCO does not simply defer costs into the future, which effectively means that Anaconda is deferring its economic recovery.
The EPA's visit to Anaconda was prompted by community concerns about lingering health impacts from historic smelter pollution and a perception of high rates of cancer, ALS, and MS in the area. An official from the Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry was at the meeting and said they will be back in May to hold listening sessions and start designing a health study based on residents' needs and concerns. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.